My friends, we must understand that the social justice warrior has been programmed in the same way that Bucky Barnes was programmed by, I think his name was Armin Zola, I think was his name in the Marvel Universe. And all he had, and Bucky has a line in the Winter Soldier Captain America movie where he says, "All the old software is still in me. All he had to do was say the words." Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we're going to continue on a subject I brought up earlier this week called the Useful Idiot Program. I coined this term based off of two things. One was the philosophy of Herbert Marcuse. For those of you who don't know who he is, don't worry, we'll get into that. I've talked about him before, but we're going to get into it again. And the other half, number two, was tying it into this modern day example that I like of the Winter Soldier from Marvel. For those of you who haven't seen the Marvel Infinity Saga, I don't know how you haven't, but that's okay. I can go into that as well, and I will as time continues. But this, the social justice warrior, the modern crusader we see today, back in the old days of the Holy Wars, you know, you have the classic armor, and maybe you have the old Knights Templar symbol, or whatever it may be, and then there are these noble, mythical warriors who go and they fight in the Holy Land. Well, that's what social justice warriors think they're doing. They think that they're protecting people. They think that they're out there fighting for people who can't protect themselves, kind of like Superman, when in fact, the exact opposite is true. They're trying to protect the very people who have the most rights in society, the most protection. And I would go down that list, but I would probably get thrown off the platform right away. And as someone who is of Jewish descent, I understand this a little better than some other people might when it comes to seeing it kind of from both sides, but I'm not gonna get too in detail on that because I wouldn't win. So we're not gonna go down that road. Instead, the road we're gonna go down today is what I talked about earlier. So the first one was Herbert Marcuse. Who was he? Well, he was the leading intellectual of the left back in the day, in the days after World War II. A lot of people from the Soviet Union, from Nazi Germany, from Italy and Japan and whatnot, they fled from their countries and they came to the United States. A lot of them were of Jewish descent, and a lot of them were just people persecuted by the Nazis during World War II. And one of them was Herbert Marcuse. Herbert Marcuse founded the Frankfurt School of what now they say is critical theory. It was a Marxist theory. And his whole philosophy was not that of Marx or Engels or of Stalin or of Vladimir Lenin or of Trotsky. Their ideas centered around this idea of we must sow dissent and have this revolution like they saw at the end of the Russian Federation and transfer into the Soviet Union, where there was a violent revolution, where the liberals of that time, but that's what they called themselves, liberal Democrats, and then they became communists overnight, go figure that one out. And then what they did was they took over the government by force in a coup d'etat. But his whole idea said, no, we're not gonna do that. We're going to take the approach of subversion from within. We're going to take the route of cultivating constant confusion to sow discontent, sow confusion, and reap chaos in the wake of these very difficult conversations and confusing topics and constantly moving goalposts that we will put up. This is not the first time I've talked about this. I've given the whole list of ideas that he has put forward in the past. And we can get into that if we want to, but that's not the main point. I don't want to redo everything I've done before. If you want to see it, you are more than welcome to go find it. It's on my channel. But what I want to discuss more is tying that into the Marvel universe, because I think that Stan Lee and the guys over there did a good job of encapsulating an almost avatar level of what we now see in social justice warriors. For example, the Winter Soldier is based off of what they would do is they would kind of brainwash. They would give them coded phrases that would then trigger an almost split personality within the individual. And we see that even in today with social media. We see, oh, if someone brings up, you could name any hot button issue. It could be something around abortion, could be something around feminism, could be something around the Democrat machine, the vaccine, COVID, LGBTQ rights, gay marriage. You could go down the litany of things that once you mention it, the logic tends to exit the building. Immediately someone will say, oh, you're bitter and hurt. Oh, what are you? Do you just hate people? Like, immediately you'll get a non-logical emotional response designed to slander you, shut you down, and neutralize the conversation because they don't want to have it. They'll immediately neutralize it. In the same way that Bucky Barnes, when they would use certain Russian phrases, like what you would see maybe on a crypto password with like random words, as soon as they finished ringing off those words, he went from being Bucky to the Winter Soldier. In a lot of ways, people go from being just who they are to suddenly their social justice warriors being activated to fight on the front lines for the Democrat, socialist, communist machine. If you have met anybody who's an influencer on Instagram or TikTok, or you've met people who are just know-nothings in college, you wonder why people go to high school and college and they come out and they are suddenly, their hair is dyed differently, they slept with their sorority sister, whatever. It's because of this exact useful idiot programming that I talk about. The term useful idiot stems from Vladimir Lenin, where he said they required useful idiots, people who didn't know better, who just were lemmings and walk off the cliff, if instructed to walk off the cliff. That's what he was talking about. People who were know-nothings, but thought they knew everything because they knew only what the government told them. What was put in the coded language that of the Marxists and the communists and the socialists. Again, I'm not using them as a boogeyman. They're not the only people to do this. They are just the most obvious example in the modern day. They are the most notorious example of using coded hidden language, like Aesopian language. You ever read the old Aesop fables where the message was kind of not extremely overt, but more covert with the meaning? That's what they used to use back in Russia before the revolution. Then the words became out in the open. We see the very same thing in America today. Where back in the day, you didn't hear a lot of the phrases you hear today because they knew they couldn't get away with it. But the last two, three generations have slowly but surely become more and more accepting of these Marxist ideas and are now, we're living in it. And people like to say that everybody in the government is Marxists. No, they're not. I would say a lot of them are actually more Trotskyites. Trotsky was the forever revolutionist. He believed in a permanent revolution. The revolution never truly ended because progress never stopped. You must always pursue progress at all costs. The revolution never stopped. They were always at war. I see more Trotskyism than I do Marxism in the modern America. But I'm not here to wax poetic. I'm here to really have this conversation about why we see the social justice warrior phenomenon and why, and to explain why it's happening. It's happening because this is exactly what they've wanted. This is exactly what we've reaped over the last 30 years, arguably 50. Since the 1960s, late 60s, early 70s, feminism was the huge change. It was the change-up that struck out old America. America changed forever during that. It was the ultimate shit test and everybody fell for it. It was the ability to now have the state control the children at a younger age when the mother used to do it. And they also gained the ability to tax both people. In other words, to make sure that they could not return to the old system. You ever played video games? Like the old school games where if you died in the game, you immediately had to restart the whole game over again? Well, now, in the modern video games, you can kind of save your progress as you go. If some events are easier than others, but they have these save checkpoints. In America today, we have the same thing, where once we reach a certain point, it would take us to have to hard reset the game, hard reset society, and start from scratch for us to go back to that point again. And feminism was one of those checkpoints. Gay marriage was one of those checkpoints. We reach these checkpoints, we can't go back without a massive collapse, huge corruption of saved data. Otherwise, it's not going to go back. I'm trying to use these analogies because a lot of people have a hard time understanding this, as I did when I first was exposed to it. But when you see people who are on their phones all day, every day, it's because they're constantly consuming content that is meant to corrupt them and meant to program them in a way that suits the people at the top of the pyramid. The people at the top of the pyramid are the ones who own these tech companies, the ones who pay the politicians off, the ones who are investing in AI, which will erode the middle class forever. We must understand this. If you want to understand it, that's great. I'm not telling you to galvanize, do anything crazy. I'm saying that we must understand this if we are to protect ourselves and then protect the people we care about. We can't protect everybody. I wish I could. I don't have the power to do it. And honest people rarely have had power in human history. Power does not corrupt people. It only brings out what was always there, but they could not afford to reveal it lest they be ostracized from their communities, respectively. My friends, we must understand that the social justice warrior has been programmed in the same way that Bucky Barnes was programmed by, I think his name was Armin Zola. I think was his name in the Marvel Universe. And all he had, and Bucky has a line in the Winter Soldier Captain America movie where he says, "All the old software is still in me. All you had to do was say the words." People today operate the same way. All you have to do is use certain key buzzword phrases: Trump, abortion, gay marriage, LGBTQ rights, anything. I can go down the list. I guarantee you this video might even get flagged for me using those words, proving my exact point that they don't want you talking about these things. All they want you to do is use shaming language, subversion, avoiding shut down the conversation so that this conversation can't be had. You're free to bring it up, but they're also free to shut you down because they own the public square. There is no public square. Elon Musk is kind of trying to, but even then I think there's nefarious forces at play there. Now, my friends, this is very important for us to understand and to navigate accordingly. And it does not advantage us to fall for the fantasies we are fed. It advantages us to understand the enemies we face, to understand how our culture is being uprooted from right in front of our faces, and for us to adapt accordingly. We must adapt or perish. My question is, what will you choose to do? My friends, I encourage you to do all the research that you want on this topic. I don't say take my word for anything. I'm a very well-researched guy. It would take me... These episodes would be over an hour if I brought up every single citation for everything that I ever said. I mean, I can do it. It's not that I can't. It would just take... The show would be three times as long. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I encourage you to always think for yourself, because that is the only way for you to truly survive. The sheep get sheared because they do not do anything but graze and bray. You must grow horns and be willing to butt heads with people if the time comes. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.